In order to protect consumers, companies which take electronic payments must have permission from customers. Usually, people sign a form, but merchants using collection agencies for bad checks sometimes just post a sign saying what the penalty is. Mary Schnell doesn't think this is fair. She represents a nonprofit trade group for financial institutions using electronic payments. That group, Wisconsin Automated Clearinghouse, wants all companies to follow the same rules and for collection agencies to be upfront with customers about bad check fees. Schnell says a small sign in a busy store isn't likely to be noticed.
Sometimes they're posted up above. You may be looking at something else or talking to somebody that you might know in the store. So therefore, the consumer, I feel, is unaware of this happening.
Consumers usually become aware and sometimes even angry when they get their bank statement showing a collection agency was paid a bad check fee from their account. Tom Canothi from CyberCollect doesn't see why anyone bouncing a check would be surprised it comes at a cost, up to $35.
I think it's safe to say that most people write bad checks intuitively understand that there's a penalty associated with that behavior.
Canothi says automatic deduction for a bad check is better than the alternative, calling customers at home or work in hopes they'll pay what's owed. The state's Department of Financial Institutions wants merchants to rubber stamp a statement on each customer's check, indicating possible fees if their account runs short. Canothi says this is time-consuming and might insult customers in good standing. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.